This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for tuning in to The Isolation Show, day two, Get Her Done Tuesday. It's also St. Patrick's Day. Although my feeling is that this is going to be the least celebrated St. Patrick's Day of all time. Unless you're planning on getting drunk at your house. I mean, that's, you know, there's one way to celebrate.
That's where I like to do it.
Well, I don't like you to do it. Let's not.
No,
like
I meant, sorry if you didn't hear the D on the I. That's where I liked
oh,
to do it.
Oh, you liked to do
that's
it.
Where Fantastic. I did that. I did yes. that at home.
Yeah. Those were lonely times. Normally, this would be a time for people to gather and celebrate and be drunk, you know, and have an excuse for it. And now things have changed. So,
will you get ripped today?
No. I never drink during the week.
Oh.
I'm afraid to. Anything that is going to diminish me, I'm already hanging by a thread, Vin.
All right.
I don't need to be diminished tomorrow morning.
Good
it was
for
weird.
You. Way to know.
Yeah, thanks. It was hard enough yesterday just having taken, I don't know why I took a nap, but I did, and I slept forever, and then couldn't get to sleep last night.
I know why. Boredom. It's called boredom.
Oh, yeah, that is what it was. Good mm-hmm. call. Yeah, that's it. Exactly. All right, hello. Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour. It's 8:05. It's beautiful out. I mean, I have a feeling I haven't been outside yet. I had a couple moments where the sun came out, but it was freezing yesterday. Like it felt like in the 50s where we've been having days. I mean, God, we've had 80 degree days already.
Mm-hmm.
Spring is this week too, isn't it?
Yeah, let me look. Cause I was thinking about that as well. It's like any day now, right?
Yeah. And I wanted to say, I heard the equinox is early this year, like, you know, because normally it's around the 20th or the 21st or something. I think it's
first day of spring is March 19th, and it goes through June 20th.
So that's this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that is a little early. So it'll officially be spring. Although spring is, I mean, I'm looking out the window at flowering trees right now, and I'm sure, you know, people have seen the world waking back up.
Herbally speaking, that is.
So let's do a little trash here. You and I are both huge Fiona Apple fans. I love her. She's amazing.
I agree.
Yeah, I know. We've long shared that in common. She did an interview with The New Yorker yesterday about her long-awaited fifth album. And it's coming out. I don't see a date. Fetch the Bolt Cutters, it's called. They talk about everything in this article that she did. But she says that the title, Fetch the Bolt Cutters, was directly inspired by a line from The Fall, which is a British crime drama. Gillian Anderson's lead detective calls for the bolt cutters to unlock the door to a room where a young girl's been tortured. And she said, really what it's about, this is what Fiona said, it's about not being afraid to speak. You know, I need bolt cutters. Fetch the bolt cutters. We're going to need those right now. She talks about quitting cocaine after partying her ass off at Quentin Tarantino's house a couple years ago with the award-winning director and her then boyfriend, Paul Thomas Anderson. She says, every addict should just get locked in a private movie theater with Quentin Tarantino and Paul Thomas Anderson on coke and they'll never want to do it again.
Wow.
I know. Quentin's like, hey, can you keep it down over there?
I wonder, how funny. So she's sitting there with two film aficionados probably arguing over. Wow, that's an interesting
story.
She's
like, you guys, shut up. I am never hanging out with you guys on Coke again.
How funny.
I know.
Well, you and I have talked about that. I didn't, while I admit I have done cocaine, I was never an upper guy. I don't like it. And I don't know why people do. It seems like my thing was always to get away from myself, not be more of myself.
Yeah, it's a, you know, I don't, it's not a great idea because it just turns you into just a stupid chatterbox. And plus, right, you know, if you were looking to catch a buzz, Vinny, off of alcohol, and then you did that, then you would suddenly be buzz free and but also buzzing. Oh my god. It's, you know, it's a dangerous circle. Don't do it.
Right.
It's,
well,
truly, there's really nothing good to say about it. And also rot your head from the inside out. So, and
I'm glad
give you a heart attack.
Yeah, look at Artie's nose.
Oh boy.
What is it? Artie Lang?
Artie Lang.
Artie Lang's nose. That'll
be... Yeah, Google Artie Lang's nose and then decide if cocaine's a good idea. It's not. Spoiler alert.
Oh, I'm glad it sobered her up. That's great.
Yeah. So she does not have a release date. This is her first record since 2012. That was the one...
With the million word title, right?
Yeah. It starts with The Idler Wheel
mm-hmm.
and then goes on for paragraph.
That's the one with the song Fast As You Can, and it's excellent.
Yeah. Truthfully, I'm not sure. Although occasionally will stream her, so I'll hear songs I don't know. I've never sat down and just listened to that album. Because that first album for me is... I can listen to that start to finish, sing every damn word and marvel over the fact that she's like a, I don't know, what is she, 16, 17 when she did that record? That's a record right there.
Mm-hmm.
The one with Shadow Boxing and Criminal. And there's so many good songs on there. So I don't have a release date, but she also revealed some of the song titles from the potential track list. Rack of His. What? Rack of His? Heavy Balloon and For Her. She says that was inspired by the controversial nomination and confirmation hearings of eventual Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. So she's gotten political. And she was also I don't know if I Don't Want Your Tiny Hands Anywhere Near My Underpants. I don't know if that hit is going to be on there. But
I'm
going to
guess not. But she's hopefully she did whatever she does. I hope that she continued to be artful about it as opposed to just punk rock political.
Right.
You know?
I mean, just the bare nakedness of that first album. For me, she's never gotten there again. But she's an undeniably talented person. We're talking about Fiona Apple, her new record. Don't have a release date on it, but apparently it's going to be called Fetch the Bolt Cutters. Drake is in the news. It's
all right. Yeah, he's got a bridge.
He does. Where's Hooman when you need him? Drake has landed his 208th song on the Billboard Hot 100, which sets a new record. The latest, this record-breaking entry, is Oprah's bank account. I want to say it's a DaBaby song. Or it's either a DaBaby song or a Lil Yachty song, and two of those people are guests, like Drake and DaBaby, say. Drake did he unseat Elvis? Did he unseat the Beatles? No. The previous record of 207 charting hits on the Hot 100 was held by the cast of Glee.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I knew that.
A little depressing. His first track on the Hot 100 ever was The Best I Ever Had, which debuted at number 92 in May of 2009, 2 weeks later. In June of 2009, the Glee cast got its first two with Journey's Don't Stop Believin' and Amy Winehouse's Rehab. So he's finally unseated them, and there's no new Glee shows, so he's just going to continue to outdistance them. Congratulations, right. Drake. You're amazing. Pixar's new movie. I know. Pixar's new movie. Not Onward. The next one.
Oh.
Onward, you know, it's suffering like everything at the box office is. My suspicion is that because we just heard that Universal is going to be starting to release things just directly to rental.
Right. Send that puppy free. Give it to us. Let us have it.
Right. Exactly. I'll watch Onward. I'd watch it today. Pixar. Release it. I'll pay you $20 for that. Because that's what they're saying is these, you know, movies that would be going to theaters and that no one's going to theaters, so they're not going there. They'll be expensive rentals, but you'll be able to get them right away. And listen, if you got kids at home, you know what you want? A new Pixar movie. Thank you. Trolls, I think they said, is the first one that they're going to. This new one, Trolls World Tour. Is that the name of it?
Yes, and I'm into it. I can't wait.
So there is a new trailer for Soul. That's going to be the next Pixar movie. It stars Jamie Foxx as a musician by the name of Joe Gardner. Bryn, I know you're super busy back there. Were you able to grab a little bit of this trailer, or is this just something
I was.
Describe?
We're talking to engineering about some cool stuff that we have coming up.
I can't wait to hear.
Yes, but I have this for you. I pulled some of it. It's super adorable. Let me see if I can just play you some of it.
All right, let's hear a little of this. I have a synopsis of the movie if we can't actually play it. All right.
So they're a bunch of ghost-like figures that are actually souls that are supposed to go to Earth. None of them want to go to Earth because...
So this isn't the afterlife. This is the pre-life. This is where you gather to get assigned some new body or what have you. Mm-hmm. So will you please post the official trailer for Soul, the new Pixar movie, on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page? And I'm just going to give you a synopsis of the movie.
You got it, dude.
Thank you. So it turns out that the protagonist, who is a musician by the name of Joe Gardner, that's the Jamie Foxx character, has a deadly accident right after booking his first big gig. So his soul goes to this limbo place, and he embarks on a quest to rejoin his body. And because they show everything in trailers, I bet we find out if he succeeds. Mm. Tina Fey, Questlove, Felicia Rashad, David Diggs, they're co-stars. Currently, it's scheduled to be released June 19th.
All right.
And we'll see if that actually happens. The music from the movie is done by Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails and Atticus Ross and I guess John Batiste, who is he's the band leader on Stephen Colbert's Late Night with Stephen Colbert.
Oh.
He did the jazz songs.
Huh.
So if you want to stream it, head to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and we'll have Bryn put that up there. But good to know. There's some quality entertainment still on the way.
Hey, correction real quick.
Sure.
Because texters let me know. Fast As You Can was on the other million-word titled Fiona Apple album from 99.
Ah.
When the pawn hits the conflict,
oh,
he thinks
right.
like a... And then it goes on and on. The Idler Wheel was 2012.
Yeah.
So quite
that was her last record.
Right. And I don't actually see anything on there I recognize title-wise.
Yeah, and that was also one of those really long titles, so I may have been the one who confused that.
The
which,
Idler
which
Wheel
album.
Is wiser than the driver of the... And it goes on and on and on, right?
Yeah. All right, thanks, Fiona. Awesome. This one is called Fetch the Bolt Cutters, which I think is, you know, that's a good... For her, that's a great title. Like, that is... It's simple. I mean, I get a visual on that.
Oh, it's impactful. I like it.
Yeah. Fetch the Bolt Cutters. You know, I didn't watch The Fall... It's a British show with Gillian Anderson. Gillian Anderson is a detective. She's Scully, right? Not
mm-hmm.
Mulder. He's the Mulder character. And so she plays, she's from The X-Files. And she plays an American in that, but it turns out that she's a Brit the whole time. She is in, and if you were looking for something to binge watch and you haven't watched Sex Education yet on Netflix, that show is phenomenal, and she's on it. She plays the kid's mother. It's great. I mean, I can't say it's not in surprise with a title like Sex Education. It's not for kids, but it's about this group of high school kids in England somewhere beautiful, and it is heartwarming. It's smart. It's funny. If you are looking for something to binge, I recommend that. There are a lot of quarantine boredom lists going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have a list of the best TV shows with 100 plus episodes to stream so that you can just sit and never get up. This is from Thrillist. And all of these have at least 100 episodes. In other words, they'll try to get you through a week of time. It's things like Adventure Time, which is a cartoon, and that's on Hulu. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, 130. I did not realize that Brooklyn Nine-Nine, is that the one with,
it's, Andy Samberg.
Yeah. Andy Samberg, 137 episodes of that.
I've never seen it.
I haven't either. That's also on Hulu. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, 97 to 2003. That's a Hulu thing. Cheers. They recommend Cheers, which I haven't watched an episode of Cheers in 15 years.
You know, one of the things that I did, I've done this with a few things recently. So first of all, I looked up the order of the Marvel movies.
Yes.
And I watched everyone in order. And
you
actually
loved that.
I loved it because it finally put everything into a place. I don't know all the characters. I never read comic books.
Right.
So it wasn't something I was up on. So I liked going through it that way. I still prefer movies with, you know, sort of a story.
Yeah.
And a lot less of the costumes. But but those movies are fun and they're well done and they spare no expense.
Oh no, so that is high quality CG.
That's one thing you can do is watch the Marvel movies. I also went and got all the Harry Potter movies, and I frankly think they're great.
And aren't you going through them for a second time?
For a second time. I like them. I really like them. They're good. So that's another thing. And one thing I did recently too, and I was surprised at how bad a couple of them are, but I went through and looked at the Mission Impossible movies. There's like seven or eight of those.
They
and
got
two
better.
Of them are, they got better by, I want to say, the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, all excellent. But the number two and three, awful.
Oh.
They're
was number
terrible.
One so good it just carried them through two and three to get to four?
Yeah, I guess. And you know, Tom Cruise is powerful, so he can make stuff happen.
Yep, that is true. It's Tom Cruise. And they go, oh, Tom Cruise wants to do it. Well, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I'm looking through this list that Thrillist has of things you can binge watch, you know what, Nicole, this was in the prep sheet today. Maybe you can paste that up for people. But it's all, frankly, it's all pretty popular shows. I see 30 Rock on here, The X-Files, West Wing, Seinfeld. I feel like now is an opportunity to look at things that we haven't already watched. Like you were saying earlier, I haven't watched Mad Men. I should sit down and watch all that. If I
also
get someone to do it, I will.
One of the best shows on TV for years, and you mentioned this guy earlier, Idris Elba, came to me as I was never aware of him as an actor until I saw him in The Wire. And
yeah,
The Wire,
you've been talking
is
about that for years.
Excellent. That is some great TV. So if you want to start something with lots of episodes, The Wire is great.
All right. Yeah, I don't, you know, that's not on here and I don't know a count on that, but that I remember you gave me the DVDs for that years ago and there were a bunch of them. So I
yeah, The Wire is pretty gritty, so it's not for the children's.
Right. Arnold Schwarzenegger is in the news today, as we're all trying to reassure everyone we know and everyone's trying to, you know, have a positive attitude. This guy is isolated, you know, Arnold
Schwarzenegger,
former governor. Well, as I'm looking at this picture, I'm like, look at this guy. So this guy, I'm just going to assume he lives in a mansion. The house, it is a tumor. So I'm assuming he lives in a, and it looks nice enough. I mean, it looks like a country house, though, because there's a donkey and a miniature horse and a very sad looking dog.
I thought it was a goat the whole time. Maybe I was wrong.
The dog is a goat?
I can't tell. Maybe I'm.
Anyway, I'm looking at this. He did a thing on Instagram. He's sitting at his kitchen table or his dining room table. I don't know. And he's got a leather jacket on, like in the house. But I don't know if this is like the barn where they keep the animals and they just want it to feel homey, or this is his actual dining room and he lets this
I'm
horse
sure
and this donkey.
It's his farm in his backyard, right? It's huge lot.
So he just, I mean, there's a kitchen in the background. I'm thinking, you know, the horse goes in there and starts pulling things off the counter. I mean, for a house that has a donkey and a horse in it, the white floors are perfectly clean. I wonder who that housekeeper is. So thank you. Thanks so much. I'm here
what is
forever.
Baena,
yeah.
What is it?
Mildred Baena?
Mildred Baena, whatever. That's funny. Good one.
I don't know. Thank you. So the place looks clean, so she's doing a good job. But anyway, he's just telling everybody. Do you have his little Instagram
sure
blip here? Let's hear that.
Some of it.
Restaurants. Oh, boy. Well, you know, at least if he gets hungry, he's got a donkey and a horse he can eat.
Oh, come on.
They're so cute. He'll never eat them. Don't worry. Okay. There's that.
Is story. That where we went with
Well, I'm looking. They're sitting around the table, and they look scared. I'm telling you, the animals don't look thrilled.
Murdering your pets is where you went with that?
Look,
he's
you know.
Eat the donkey? My
if
God.
You die, they'll eat you. I mean, vice
he
versa.
He named them. You can't kill them after you named them.
I don't know. My aunt and uncle used to name their cows that they killed every year.
They did?
Well, yeah, they'd get a cow. My cousins would get a calf every year, a steer, and it would grow up, and it was friendly. We'd play with it, and then all of a sudden, one day, it'd be gone. We didn't talk much about it.
Ay, ay, ay.
They had a couple. Actually, I want to say that at one point they had it. Don't kill it on the air, for God's sake, Jesus. SNL has postponed the next 3 shows because of coronavirus. You know, it's hard to do a live show when there can't be a live audience. That's been weird, too. Have you watched any of the late night shows? A lot of shows are doing it audience free, and it is weird. It's almost like echoey weird. Like, ooh, just maybe we just shouldn't. The Foo Fighters, they have postponed their tour. Surprise. Dave Grohl says, let's do this right. Let's do a rain check. They're famous for powering through things. I mean, didn't Dave Grohl, first of all, he had like a broken leg. Wasn't he sitting on a throne for, they were like wheeling him in on a throne and wheeling him back off again. And, you know, he's a guy who wants to do it. He says, hi, this is Dave. Remember me? The guy who wouldn't even postpone a show when my goddamn leg was falling off. Well, playing a gig with your sock full of broken bones is one thing, but playing a show when your health and safety is in jeopardy is another. We effing love you guys. So let's do this right and rain check ass. The album's done. It's effing killer. The lights and stage are in the trucks, ready to go. The second we're given the go-ahead, we'll come tear ass up like we always do. I promise. Now go wash your hands.
Good for him.
I know.
I love that guy.
It's a good attitude. The Razzies were supposed to be a whole show. People would, you know, an award ceremony that people would go to. In the end, they did not have them. So I guess online you can look at it. But Cats was the big winner. They hated Cats. Cats and Rambo Last Blood. They won all the awards, basically. Actually,
did you see Cats yet?
No. Do you? No.
No, I won't be seeing
You'll
that.
Never see that?
Even if the reviews were great, I wouldn't go see that.
And they're not. I have to admit, there's a part of me that's like actually curious about it. Just because it sounds so freaking weird. Like, really? They went with it, you know? But I feel like there's better things to watch. So yeah. I'm going to say I probably won't. Worst Picture, Cats. Worst Actor, John Travolta for The Fanatic and Trading Paint. Worst Actress.
The Fanatic, by the way, was, I'm guessing, or I'm hoping I'm remembering this correct. What's the guy's name from Limp Bizkit? Fred Durst?
Mm-hmm.
He directed Travolta in The Fanatic.
Oh.
It's his movie.
It's a stalker thing, right? Where the guy is, mm-hmm. It's not about like a Philly fanatic,
you know,
or something.
No. It's about... But I
so
think
anyway,
it's Durst.
The Cats movie got 6 Golden Raspberries, including Worst Picture and lots of other, you know, Worst Director, Worst Screenplay.
Yeah,
worst
Fred Durst
actress.
Is the director of The Fanatic.
How do you even know that?
I don't know, because so I listened to you.
Maybe I did say it. I don't know. It wasn't one of the pieces of trivia I kept. Hey, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
We'll talk toilet paper and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.